Welcome to the Fulham Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:18 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is October 9th, and this is a replacement audio for last night's audio where I seem to have had a problem with my mic, and it went quiet after about a minute and a half into the audio. So, apologies for the technical difficulties, and let me go through what exactly happened yesterday. And in Asia in the morning, we had a bit of follow-through on the negative activity that happened in the Wall Street the night before, and Hang Seng was down about 2%, and that's resistance in the upper side of its range, and it does look like it is going to spend a bit of time, at least following six consecutive weeks to the upside, that it is going to pull back and at least consolidate. And that's a pretty similar story right across the Asian region, whereas we haven't had the same degree of downward dynamics in Asia as of yesterday that we had had elsewhere, then the likelihood that these markets are going to be able to continue to advance in a corrective environment on Wall Street and in Europe is rather tenuous. And it suggests that the corrective phase that's been evident since September is still very much in force. And in Europe yesterday, the majority of markets were in negative territory, but most by less than 1%. So we got a bit of follow-through on the downward dynamics from Wednesday, but not to any great extent. And such has been the size of the downward dynamics that we are going to spend some time to rebuild confidence. And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was down just less than 1%, the S&P down more than 1%, and the Nasdaq down just less than 1.5%. And in Latin America, Brazil was down 1.7%, and the Colombian market in particular has been pulling back very sharply. What is also interesting yesterday in particular was with gold, and that is that gold appears to have broken its link with the risk assets and is now performing more like a safe haven. And gold was stronger yesterday by about $13. It's up to $17.35 and change, or maybe a bit less than that. And this has been three very powerful days to the upside. It suggests that at least a low of near-term significance is in. It's potentially medium-term significance. The fact that now that gold is performing more like a safe haven is really very encouraging indeed. So while it's possible to have a relatively sanguine attitude towards gold in the current environment, the corrective phase in equities remains in place. And as gold has been rallying, so have US Treasuries. And they powered through 151 yesterday and closed out the day at about 151.5. And that breaks the 3 to 4 month progression of lower rally highs, and really a clear downward dynamic sustained for more than a day or two would be required to question potential for additional upside in here. So when we look at exactly what is happening, we're presented with a technical difficulty on Wall Street in particular, because the Bush tax cuts are going to expire at the end of December. And so far, there hasn't been a great deal of commentary on exactly what will be done. And with Obama winning the election, the expiry of those tax cuts really does present a difficulty for investors, because he's unlikely to reverse or delay. And that's what's being priced into markets at present, because capital gains tax is going to double, and the tax on dividends is also going to go up. And that is presenting people with large paper profits with a dilemma, because they can either take their profits today and not have to pay higher taxes, or they will delay until some point in the future, in which case they will definitely have to pay more taxes. And with markets pulling back, that decision is becoming a bit easier for people, and they're deciding to take the profit now. And this is very much a technical type of situation, and it's not particularly fundamentally driven. And That means that what we're being presented with is a potential opportunity in the equity markets. One of the problems and one of the reasons that the equities have been pulling back over the last 6 weeks has been because we had a little bit of P ratio expansion and there was uncertainty about the election in the US and a number of other factors. But what we've now seen is that the majority of these internationally oriented companies have continued to post record earnings. And although we've had a couple of misses on the earnings, they're still really rather impressive. And we are now seeing that they have pulled back. So some of that P ratio expansion is being unwound. And we're going to get back into a situation where the solid fundamentals of some of these companies start to become discounted relative to the short-term consideration of whether to take profits now or later. So what we're seeing, for example, in Apple, where the share has pulled back from $700 to $550, is really very interesting indeed. Because perhaps the most bullish argument that people were proposing for the share when it was at $700 was that it has this incredible cash pile and it has enormous growth opportunities in the tablet market and for the iPhone, particularly in China, and that it has some of the loyalest customers there are. And that's still true. So the share has pulled back by 20%, and I saw somebody on CNBC yesterday talking about Apple being in a bear market. And they're defining that as it having pulled back 20%. But having pulled back 20%, the value proposition is becoming that bit more compelling. And what we are starting now to consider is that at what point does this massive cash pile and the growth opportunities start to look attractive once more when all the short-term profits have been taken? So we are coming back into a potential buying range. But until we see upward dynamics in the equity markets, and until they're held for a few days, and some of this short-term oversold condition is being unwound, we won't have any concrete evidence that there's a low in here. And until we see that, we need to give the benefit of the doubt to the downside. And in the treasury markets, because of this uncertainty, and because of the demand for a safe haven, then people are looking at, even in a record low yield environment and negative real yields, this is a momentum trade. And the momentum will continue until it has a reason to change. So until we start to see some confidence coming back into the equity markets, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to additional upside for treasuries. And with gold has posted new all-time highs in 2009, 10, and 11. And the best case scenario will be that it moves on to a new high for the year and a new all-time high before the end of this year. And that really is the best case scenario. But if it doesn't do that, the chances are that it will move on to a new all-time high sometime next year. And the fact that we've had this emphatic bounce from the region of the 200-day moving average, and that even though there's still a little bit of a likelihood that we're going to see some consolidation in the region of 1700, it helps to confirm the hypothesis that we're in the accumulation phase of gold's more than year-long consolidation. And that means that pullbacks are going to continue to be buying opportunities. And with the oil market, oil was a little bit steadier yesterday, but it pulled back very sharply the day before. And with this additional uncertainty in the equity markets and the anxiety that people are feeling, then there is the potential that we're going to see oil prices come a bit lower once more. And the US dollar has been reasonably steady. And the yen has strengthened even more, particularly yesterday. And the dollar dropped below 80 yen. And against the Aussie dollar, the Aussie dollar has been looking like it's going to push higher against the Japanese yen. And that continues to remain the case, even though we've had a little bit of volatility in the last few days. And I think those are the main points that I talked about in last night's audio. And I'll be recording the big picture long-term audio this evening. And with that, I wish you all the best for the rest of the day.